following is a KTCK sports presentation.
Cobra, you did a hell of a job here.
I'm going to have to ask Cobra. He's the expert on this.
Cobra!
A lot of people ask me, how would you like to die, Garcia, if you got the death penalty, if you got executed? I would like to be buried in dirt up to my neck, my head sticking out, and have a cobra strike me right in the face. Because I want to see death coming at me. I want to feel the fangs going in. I want to feel the venom pouring into my face. And then watch the snake back away as I slowly fade away.
And next, a cobra on the loose.
Cobras are known as the largest venomous snakes and are usually found in Asia or Africa. It is illegal to own them in Texas.
Everybody's been on edge since last week when the snake's been sighted, and I think people are going to continue to be on edge until the snake is caught.
The first deadly cobra was spotted and later captured. Property managers have hired a professional snake catcher to catch the second, much larger snake.
He wanted to see if maybe the snake would come out of its hiding place. It'll be a lot easier for him to catch the snake.
Daryl Sprout with Snake Removal Incorporated is back here, arrived just a few minutes ago. So how careful and what exactly are you hoping to do once you get under the building and locate the snake?
The snake can move a lot faster on his tummy than I can on mine.
Cobra.
Hey, little cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut him down? I took my cobra down the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there.
You know you're gonna shut 'em down. The hard line.
3:21 is the time. 21 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The Tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is time to heave to and trice up because we have before us another 4 hours of sports and all that that implies. Well, it is Friday, and once again, we are faced with the same set of circumstances as yesterday. The Hammer is not here with us today. Instead, he's bedridden and doing the show from home.
I can promise you I will be there Monday, though.
You will?
Yes. Because I can't take another day of this, another 2 days of this, 3 days.
I bet I know one object or being that's happy.
What's that?
Your dog.
What do you mean?
I bet she's loving having you there 24 hours a day.
Yeah, pretty much. Although, I don't know, she looks like she's pretty tired of me, too.
No. She's like, wow, this is so great. 4 straight days of dad home the whole day.
Although, I did call my doctor and told him I couldn't take this, and I had to take her downstairs and take her for a walk. So I did that this morning. Took her downstairs for a walk, and he just said, "You know, as long as you don't go over that hour, you're okay."
Yes, the Hammer has been told that he has to be flat.
23 of the 24.
Right, 23 of the 24. Now, how many minutes of that one have you used up so far?
It was about 15 minutes total. By the time I got outside and took her for a walk and got back, it was about 15 minutes.
So you got about 45 left?
I had to get up a minute ago to go answer the door. So I'm figuring I've got 40 minutes left.
All right. That's cool.
So, because I'm probably, when we get off the show, I'm probably going to take her down again. I just can't handle it. I just can't stay in bed that long. It's ridiculous. I mean, a lot of people think, that'd be great. But it's really not. It's kind of like you're a prisoner.
Yeah, I don't think I could handle it either. I think it'd make me crazy. But I'll tell you what, if I had a doctor telling me to do it, I sure would do it. I'll tell you that.
You know, I told him, I said, you know, this is kind of hard to do. He goes, well, you know, I can put you in the hospital. I'm like, okay, all right, I get the message. 23 hours.
Yep, 23 of 24. I think I'd get that message, too.
Because I'd a lot rather be here than I had a hospital, that's for sure. Although I think that was just a, I think that was an idle threat. He wasn't about to put me in the hospital.
I don't know. Don't be so sure of that.
But
usually they don't throw that around lightly. If they say they're going to do it, then they're ready to do it. Anyway, we got a big show here today. At 6:30, if we may work from the rear, we will have the concert calendar. We're going to try and run Norm down about 5:30 or so and see if we can engage him in a little draft talk because he's got the big board all fired up and ready to roll. He's up in New York.
After listening to his show today, Rhines, I don't think it's any problem getting Norm to talk about the draft.
It never is.
Because by the end of his show today, he was talking about sleepers in the fourth and fifth round.
You know, this is probably the most difficult thing Norm does all year in terms of, you know, preparation and how much he puts into it before it actually happens.
We watched him one day, and we actually gave up our cabin one day.
Because we couldn't stand the thought of the big board being moved.
I mean, we saw the big board, the first thing pasted to the big board we saw.
Well, it's probably the hardest thing he does in terms of what he puts into it before it happens. But
how many hours do you think he puts in this?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I'll bet it's also his favorite thing of the year, too.
Oh, he loves it. He absolutely loves it. It bores me to tears, I got to tell you. I think that the NFL draft runs has surpassed the NBA draft. You know how you always say that the bang to hype ratio is most out of whack for the NBA draft?
Yeah.
I think the NFL has passed it. I think the bang to hype ratio is ridiculous.
I don't know. Give me the NBA draft still. But I'll tell you what, I like watching the NFL draft, and I like watching it on ESPN and the way they cover it. You know, there have been a lot of stories on the Internet today about how the idea of televising the draft got going, because they've been doing this now since 1980.
Well, you know, the reason it got going is because ESPN didn't have any programming.
Right, right.
I mean, they needed anything they could, and at the time, it was probably the most ridiculous thought ever. What? You want to cover the draft on TV?
Yeah, because back then, the draft was done on weekdays. It wasn't a big weekend thing, and there were like, you know, 40 or 50 people in the place watching it, mostly, you know, fans of the
Jets
New
and
York,
the Giants.
Yeah. Or, you know, somebody up in that area that could get to New York real easy and just liked it.
And now it's a whole cottage industry. There's no telling how much money ESPN makes off this draft.
Well, I would say that's money well spent. And see, this is the usefulness of ESPN for something like this. I hate ESPN.
Well, their usefulness is few and far between these days.
Yeah, I hate what ESPN has turned into, but at something like this, they're useful. Anyway, at 4:50, the Fort Worth Zoo, the Great Fort Worth Zoo, is going to bring some animals up here for us to check out.
That makes me bitter.
Now, you should be here for this.
I know, that makes me bitter, but can't. Although they are bringing a big, giant snake.
You wouldn't like that.
No, I wouldn't. I was wondering how I was going to handle that. Because I'm telling you, I am deathly scared of snakes. I've got a serious phobia about snakes. And seeing that one in there, I don't know what I'd have done. I may have had to leave. You definitely heard that.
I do, too.
What?
I especially hate rodentia-haired ones.
How's that rodentia hair looking? I haven't seen him in a couple of days.
It's past the point of where when you rub it, you actually got, you
is
know.
Is it getting porcupine-ish?
Friction. No, it's more pelt-like now. It's just very pelt-like. I mean, you look at it.
Like he's got a dead beaver up there?
Yeah, you look at it from the top and it's like, you know, the hide of a beaver or a wolverine or a badger or something like that.
It looks stupid. It's a really
beaver.
Bad look. You know? I mean,
well, why don't you shave it down again?
Because I don't want to. I'm growing it out. You know, I'm just...
How long?
Taking my lumps. I'm not...
How long?
Not long.
About like I think you should go for the Johnny Damon look, Corby.
I think
you should make a pledge, like, right now, that you're not going to shave or get a haircut 1 year from today, till April 23rd, 2005. One year.
He just whipped out the passport picture. We just saw Passport Cobra.
That was Johnny Damon Corby back in the day. I can't do that, man. It's too hot. You know, it's a bad look.
You know, this day and time, if you look that different on a passport, I don't know. I'd want to be wanting to travel.
What about you?
I look pretty much the same.
No. Okay, who didn't get let in to the Super Bowl because their picture looks so different than you actually look?
Oh, that's right. That happened to me,
didn't
it?
Yeah, because you dropped 80 pounds or something.
The hammer.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
At 4:30, now everybody get a load of this, because at 4:30, we are scheduled to be joined by a Maverick. What are the odds?
I'm going to be conservative, Ryan, to put the odds at zero.
I am, too. At 4:10, there will be E-News.
So I'm going to be thinking of something that we can do at 4:30 right now, Runs. So some alternate programming, okay?
Okay. At 3:50, Danny in Lake Highlands, his band, Sorter, the very fine band that he's a part of. In fact, we're finding out that he pretty much runs with an iron fist.
Was he fired somebody else?
He's got somebody in the back of his mind.
God, I hope it's not Big Red. He can't take another firing.
Well, I'm glad you're all cavalier about it.
Yeah.
Since it was your fault.
Wasn't my fault.
Well, he's personally nuked two guys out of that band. And I'm sure the rest of them fear him. They don't like him, but they sure fear him.
Hey, it's his band.
Yeah, it is. It is. He can. Anyway, they have got a huge gig, possibly their biggest gig ever, coming up Tuesday night. I don't think it's too much of a reach to call this that. So we'll be talking about that. And boy, it is a show that I will flat out be at. I will tell you that.
I've never heard you so excited about anything, Ron.
Oh, I'm very excited about this.
I look forward to hearing who this is.
But first, before we get to that, to bring down the room a little bit, something really bad happened on the other side of the world today, and we will discuss that next here on The Ticket.